With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There are reports tonight of Russian drones being sent to Iran.
U.S. and European officials say that Russia is sending a shipment of drones to Iran, including upgraded versions of the drone technology that Tehran originally supplied to Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine. The upgraded drones could carry more advanced anti-jamming technology, cameras, or use satellite internet. European officials say the two sides have been holding active discussions throughout March about transferring the drones from Russia to Iran. The Kremlin has denied the reports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Ethics Committee has ruled against Democratic Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick, a decision that could add weight to Republicans' push to expel her from Congress. Marcella Sanchez has the story tonight.
The House Ethics Committee has found Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick committed 25 ethics violations of House rules and ethics standards. The panel says it will recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. The allegations center around Sherfalus McCormick's receipt of millions of dollars from her family's healthcare business after Florida made an overpayment of roughly $5 million in COVID-19 disaster relief funds. She's accused of using that money to fund her 2022 congressional campaign through a network of businesses and family members. The congresswoman has denied wrongdoing. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
President Trump has signed a promised executive action that will pay TSA employees after a bid to end the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security abruptly fell apart in Congress. The president signed the action earlier today with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports. HSA Mark Wayne Mullen says paychecks should be arriving as early as Monday for workers. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a victory for religious freedom in Kentucky.
The city of Louisville will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit filed by a Christian photographer who doesn't want to shoot gay weddings. Alliance Defending Freedom defended the plaintiff and says, quote, "The government cannot force Americans to say things they don't believe. For almost 6 years, Louisville officials tried to do just that by threatening to force Chelsea Nelson to promote views about marriage that violate her religious beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish leaders have been meeting with the Trump administration officials over a spike in anti-Semitic acts in this country. Gary Torgow, chair of the Jewish Federations of North America, sat down with FBI officials recently and said what we saw in that meeting is a sincere concern and a really active engagement. Matthew Cosma, the Department of Homeland Security, says we also need to be on guard for all assailants as America looks forward to hosting both the 2026 World Cup and the America 250 celebration. This is SRN News. Tiger Woods has been involved in a rollover crash in Florida.
The Martin County, Florida Sheriff's Office says it happened in Jupiter Island just after 2 p.m. Eastern. That's in the same town where Woods lives. There are little details about the cause of the crash and Woods' condition. A photo from the scene showed the vehicle lying on the driver's side. County Sheriff's investigators have scheduled an update for the press. In 2021, Woods suffered significant leg injuries in a one-car crash in Southern California, in which the vehicle rolled over several times and left him trapped in the car. I'm Bill Alexander.
Tiger Woods was later arrested and charged with DUI. He was not injured in the crash. Microsoft is taking over a data center construction project in Texas after OpenAI declined to pursue it, in a move that will make the two companies neighbors at one of the nation's largest complexes for running AI. Data center developer Crusoe said Friday it's working with Microsoft to build two new AI buildings. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.